producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Donald Trump rolls out his first campaign ad, and the president looks to guns. Let's start with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is running on what he was running on from the very start: immigration and that wall. Huge. Illegal immigration, national security. That's the focus. These ads will be pumped out in the early primary states, Iowa and New Hampshire. References to terrorism, radical Islam, as well as the Democrats. We know these are top issues because of what happened in Paris and what happened in San Bernardino and a slew of other reasons, mountains of reasons, why Trump seemingly has a very big edge heading into the beginning of the year and what is now results season. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, as always, happy to be the captain of this ship that is sailing into those choppy waters that we finally have arrived at, the close to the destination, because in less than a year somebody new will be in the White House. But it's a question of who is it going to be? Is it going to be a Democrat? I have someone in my life who keeps insisting, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders, he's the one. And Bernie Sanders is so left to the left of left that even with rabid followers and a lot of young people really wanting to hear more from Bernie Sanders, and he certainly has raised money, and you got to give him credit for what he's done just purely in the whole campaign side, does it seem that he is the likely dark horse? So I started to think about this a little bit more. There's always a dark horse. Who is the dark horse in the campaign? I mean, it could be Democrat or Republican. I'm just saying overall. Is he the dark horse that could surprise a lot of people and actually win the Democratic nomination and then go on to win the presidency? I mean, I think that would be the biggest, one of the biggest upsets we could ever talk about on this show if that happened. And if I were taking bets on Bernie Sanders, and there are places that are taking bets in Europe on who's going to be president and who wins the primaries and all of that, I can't say that I would put him up there. I don't think so. Now, even one of Clinton's aides was out there bombarding the Bernie Sanders Wall Street proposals, because this is one of his big legs that he's running on. Sanders says we got to regulate Wall Street and do something about it and address some of the riskiest financial institutions that are around. In fact, he says that he's going to do a major policy address on Wall Street reform in New York on Tuesday. But Clinton's chief financial officer, by the way, a former chair of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, so not a surprise he wouldn't like it, said that Sanders should go beyond his existing plans to break up the too big to fail banks and endorse a risk-based approach that also deals with non-bank financial institutions, meaning hedge funds, investment banks, all of those alike, who he says are some of the biggest culprits of the financial crisis, which that is true. A lot of the hedge funds and the companies like AIG and Lehman Brothers. Yeah, absolutely. He is popular with Sanders's, with a certain arm of the Democratic Party. And he talks about reining in Wall Street abuses and reducing income inequality. That's one of his signatures. I think both of those are his signatures in his campaign. Clinton thinks that reinstating Glass-Steagall, whose main provisions were repealed in 99 during her husband's presidency, would address those types of institutions that have bubbled up since the law was written in the 1930s. So I'm going off on a tangent here, but who is the dark horse? Is it Bernie Sanders? I mean, just put aside what you definitely think of who you think should win. I'm not saying who do you think should win. I'm saying who is the dark horse? And, I mean, could it be Ted Cruz? But see, Ted Cruz's name, even though he hasn't gotten big polling numbers, his name has been there around, has been around a lot. And I don't think it would be shocking if he started to move up in the ranks. I don't think so. That wouldn't be who it would be. I mean, the dark horse now, maybe some of the dark horses, and there are several for the Republicans, could include the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, who at one point was so crazy popular. 2 years ago, you would have thought, oh, Chris Christie, yeah, he might be the guy. Then Sandy hit. Then he was pictured with the president. Then there was that bridge situation. And those cost him, in the eyes, I think, of the public who, some of them anyway, liked what Christie had to say. Maybe there's a thing also about coming out too early. Just being in there at the right time. Rather than way too premature. Or way too last minute. So, with the new campaign ad of Trump, with the president pushing for gun control of some sort, which he's going to talk about in the town hall meeting and taking executive actions, Trump is speaking the language of the people. I gave the big example, if you missed the show the other night, of being on a beach, not thinking really about anything, for once taking just a complete break, and spending time with my family, my nephew, just coming out of the water, sitting next to a paddleboard, and hearing people shout things out from the beach when they saw the banner being pulled across the sky, St. Petersburg, that said, Make America Great Again, Donald Trump, 2016. There are fans, and I saw it on the beach where no one's paying attention. They're paying attention to that banner. So what are the results going to be? I think they're going to be interesting. The new ad that comes out, the push that we see across America, I mean, a lot, not just Northeasterners, in other parts of the country, especially in the South, liking Donald Trump. And people laughed at Trump running. And honestly, I didn't think he would. I just didn't think he would be in this, in it to win it all the way through. It didn't feel like it in the beginning, but it's definitely there. Definitely. All right, hang with us if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Grimm's on the line. We're going to go to him. You can jump on too, 855-266-5283. Dark horse in the campaign.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
America tonight. Happy, happy new year. We're just a couple days into this thing. Hope your few days in have turned out to be pretty good ones. I think it was a hard Monday for people who had off during the whole week and then had to come back. And, you know, you're just bombarded by messages. Don't set goals. Be positive. Don't do this. There's so many rules. There's so many stinking rules. How about just, can we just live? Just live. Live however you want to live. Just live. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, that's okay as long as you don't infringe.
Yeah, live, don't infringe. There you go. We just made up a rhyme. Live, don't infringe by Grim and Kate.
But speaking of infringe, but Kate, I have to first say, you know, thank you for allowing me to speak my voice. And Dan and many others. I really would love to hear more liberals, because then I know that I'd be reaching them and maybe they'd start thinking.
Did you hear that? That's an invitation. I know you're driving around out there. 855-266-5283.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, Uncle Obama is going to infringe upon your rights. I mean, this, I'll prove it. This is... The Second Amendment thing is not about gun rights. They're all attorneys, and long before I was born, their goal to get their golden star on their report card is to see if they can destroy that document. Because they're attorneys. Uh-huh. And that's what they're working on. And the strongest word in that document is infringing. That's what it means. Don't infringe upon any of this. It's part of the Articles, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the very first writings.
Yep.
And the proof is less than 2 years ago, Obama supported to get a bill passed that lowered the sentencing rate on criminals that committed a second offense with a handgun from 25 years to 15.
Yep.
Now, that's not about gun control at all. And what he's going to do is not about gun control. It's all about making the Constitution a piece of outhouse paper.
Oh, which is so sad.
And once they do that, I'm here to tell everybody that's listening, you won't have any rights with your secure paperwork. You won't be able to keep a militia out of your home, because that's the whole purpose of destroying it.
Right, recreation in a different form, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what they've been attempting, them attorneys up there. See, I'm not saying Democrat, Republican, I'm saying attorneys. That's been their goal, is rewriting it. Do you know that they passed as a writer? And see, there's something else I'd like to get rid of. Let a bill stand on its own merit. They shouldn't have writers at all.
Oh, I agree, you know, I agree. Should be thrown out.
Well, that's how they sneak in their
yes, all their
salary increases,
yep, absolutely,
their benefits.
You're right.
What I can do for my state,
right?
With a rider.
Yep. Yep. It absolutely.
Rides on the back of some merit of that should stand on its own.
You're but right.
That's just another thing they need to get rid of is riders, but. Oh, boy.
I know. No, you're right. It's frustrating. And this is a lot of times people aren't aware of that this is what happens. And then ultimately we're stuck in that same cycle. So the bill is not a bill that becomes a law. It's so much more and affects so much more in your life and mine. I always say it's about the buzz in your backyard. And what's buzzing is if you're in the middle class, you're losing rights, you're losing money, and you're being overtaxed.
Well, there is no middle class now.
No, it's disappearing.
What was, considered, first millionaires, you can call them, middle class.
Right.
Anybody below six figures is, poor.
You're right. You're right. Now, just think of what you just said. Anybody below six figures is poor. And even somebody, depending on the size of their family, if they're the only economic engine or they have a bunch of kids, at six figures, you're barely there, depending on where you live.
Well, if you got three kids, you can probably put one of them through college.
Right. If, yeah.
I can do the math real quick,
that is crazy.
As an engineer, mathematics is, just pops off in my head. I see the numbers in my head.
Kidding.
But, they passed another rider as to defining the legal word. This is what I'm getting at. Legal words like infringed. They've been trying for so long, but they passed another rider as defining the word lunatic. Do you know that they excluded themselves out of being lunatics? So you can't go up there and have them evaluated to see if they're crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they did one more, too. I can't remember. One that they've gradually eased the public into, and this happened here in my own state. And I've asked you several times, don't use the word accountable. They're liable.
Liable.
And it's a legal term they use to sneak in and convince the sheep, us that are out here. But they ain't going to get me, because I'm not no sheep. But in Jackson, you've heard about this councilman?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's going on with that? What's the latest there?
Well, that's what I'm going to get to. He asked, for your listening audience, he made an initial announcement that come on out of the state, and this is all because of a misdemeanor offense turned into a felony pursuit by the police, and they chased an individual for petty theft out of a convenience store from the county into city limits of Jackson. And he said, we need to get all these outside people to come down here and start throwing beer bottles and rocks and everything else at the police.
Mm.
Well, the attorney up there for the sheriff department, he used the word, I'm going to look into this to see if his statement poses any liability action. He didn't use accountable. He used liability.
Mm-hmm.
See where I'm coming from?
Yes.
It's extreme definition. So they're looking at prosecuting him because he shouldn't have made a statement in his position as a city councilman.
Crazy.
He's been inciting riots.
Yep.
And that's what he said. I'm looking into the possibility of the liability statement of inciting a riot. And so, you know, they're all doing it, our state attorney general. But he kind of, you know, he tried to do some retraction on it.
Right.
But he,
yeah, crazy.
The thing is I look at this, well, how can I excuse him when he's got to look up to Obama doing the same thing? He's just following suit, you know. I mean, you got somebody that at the federal level doesn't want to obey the law, you're going to have everybody down the line doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's okay.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Well,
ridiculous.
It's
frustrating.
Influences. It influences.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the word I'm looking for. It influences.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It influences. That's a good way to put it.
I mean, that's why adolescents are kind of forgiven when they commit crimes, because of adolescents and peer pressure.
That's right, exactly. Exactly. Crazy. It's crazy. It's a mad, mad world. I can feel your frustration, and I agree. And that's why it's about people finding out more and not living in the shadows where they're not, meaning, in other words, not paying attention to what's going on, because we need more people to pay attention.
Oh, yeah. And as far as Bill Clinton goes, Google banking deregulation and start reading out there if the liberals call in and tell me
yep.
what you find.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And we're inviting them to the party, as you said. Absolutely. Grim, as always, entertaining, making some good points. And, you know, it's true. This is what I always say. The welcome mat is out for everyone. Whether you're right of right, left of left, it doesn't matter. You're invited to the party. It's about the conversation. It's about the conversation, my friends. And so let's have the conversation. The more people are involved, the more you know, the more you find out, the better off you are. Or we are, right? It's power to the people. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't even hate looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, so as always, we're swinging for the fences here on the show. And I'll tell you, it is a mad, mad world, as Grimm says, but this is why we started America Tonight. This is why I remind you once again, it's a show for everybody in America, no matter what your ideology, no matter what label you slap on yourself. I like to think that all of us have a little bit of everything, and I don't necessarily mean that if you are conservative as they come, that you're going to have any liberal tendencies. But there used to be a time where we could be very different and sit and talk, and for some reason, that's not what happens anymore. Politics has become incredibly divisive. Incredibly divisive. But we still can't let that dissuade us from having the conversations I think that we need to have. And you need to be involved, to me, because this is your kids' future, your grandkids, your friends' future, your future. Hey, listen, you know, everybody wants the good life, right? Remember that song, The Good Life? We all want the good life. It's like somebody said to me today about this whole, we flip the calendar over and, oh, it's a brand new year, but really we're still living our life, right? But it's just a cut, it's a symbol, it's a thing in time that, boom, here we are, it's 2016, what are your goals, what are you going to do? And the person that said it to me was asking, isn't it interesting how we have these this pressure to set all these different goals? But really, what does everybody want out of life? You said, do you want to be in the best shape ever, no matter what your age, best shape ever, happy every day of your life, having the most awesome sex with the most fabulous person that you're married to, the best partner in the world you could ever meet, making the perfect amount of money, going and doing whatever you want to do. Well, who's going to say no, they don't want that? But the American dream, whatever the dream is for you, it's becoming less attainable, to Grimm's point of, yeah, what happened to the middle class? If you're not making six figures and you're making 60, 65, less than that, whatever it is you're making, it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is what was doable in the past is not doable anymore. And this is why the tsunami that comes out of Washington, it's important to be plugged in. What's happening when it comes to national security? What's happening when it comes to visas and the border and where we're going with that? What's going on with regulations and small businesses? What's happening with Wall Street and banks too big to fail? While you were sleeping, a lot of things went by that affect your life and my life. That's why it's important to be diligent. All right, coming up at the tail end of the show, done with the lectures and the soapbox and all that nonsense, we'll do that thing with the numbers we can count. In the meantime, the evil British terrorist dubbed the new Jihadi John, they release a video, another ISIS video. The British intelligence folks are working to try to identify who this person is. They hear the accent, they know it. And there's a new video showing five men being killed, and they believe that this guy is the successor to Jihadi John, who appeared in a whole bunch of series of beheading videos, that this is the next guy up. Boy, I'll tell you what. Now, David Cameron, who is the Prime Minister of the UK, just kind of shrugged off the whole deal, showing the execution of, supposedly, of spies. Didn't really have much to say about it, but, you know, this is another one of those areas of what's happening with ISIS. What's happening and the concern over people who will be radicalized, come back into the country, go there, whatever it might be, however it is, or just lone wolf terrorists. The more publicity, the more their magazines, which are totally geared to young people, are out there, the more propaganda, yeah, the worse it trends for all of us, frankly. A Pakistani minister said that they did arrest 42 militant suspects with supposed links to the Islamic State group. But this is a result of a couple of raids over the weekend. The idea is they're setting up sleeper cells. And the people arrested were tasked with setting up those sleeper cells for ISIS. And the arrest included, you ready for this, an Islamabad chief, Amir Mansour, his deputy, Abdullah Mansouri, and the group's chief for the Sidya Promise, province, rather, also a dangerous cat. They had literature, they had weapons, and that literature, it was probably 4 months ago we had somebody who was plugged in on the whole ISIS thing to talk about the literature. And the literature is real, my friends. And they put out the videos and they sex up the mags and they get people interested. Now, people interested that are right there at the cut line, but still those that want to be sleeper cells in the United States and other parts of the world. So every time you think you squashed one and you squashed another and then maybe another, man, oh, man, lurking in the background, there is yet the possibility of more ISIS action. Oh, my gosh, and I can't believe this. I think we have Izzy on the line. Wow. Back from Malta, at least for a few moments anyway. Izzy, we have missed you. I have gotten so many emails from people who want to know how you are.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
Yes. People love you.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm just here for a couple more days. I didn't make it for Christmas, but I did for New Year.
Yay.
Like, oh, my God. Like, I want to go back to Malta. It's so peaceful.
Yeah, tell us what Malta's like. Just beautiful, right?
Wonderful. If you kick off the Maltese.
Right, I like that. If you took off the Maltese.
Well, they love to hear about American politics, but you don't want to intrude on their politics, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, be careful.
You don't drive in Malta. You talk about road rage in America. Oh, my God. I'm like, little ladies are shrieking. It's awful.
That part's bad, but the rest is good.
Oh, yeah. They can make five lanes out of two.
Wow. Wow.
So peaceful, and they have little bakeries all over the place. You know, right down the street from me is a little bakery. I go every morning and buy my habsa, which is the most wonderful bread. And I walk there. You know, you can go tip to stern in 45 minutes.
And I love it.
So you can get from top to bottom of the island in 45 minutes. That's how big it isn't. But that, you know, it's incredibly peaceful because you're not constantly being jammed with all this crap politician going on or the ISIS because, I don't get too heavy into it, but, Muslims don't get away with too much there.
Wow. Wow, incredible to hear your voice. I mean, seriously, you have no idea. We've missed you. I miss you. We miss that hard right turn of Izzy, who is the breath of fresh air as well, and somebody who has experienced many things, and you added so much to the conversation.
Well, I have to tell you a cute story. And I mean, it really is cute. They have, like, these expat meetings. And I've explained to him, I said, I'm just out of country until, never mind what I call him, but that person in the White House is gone. I said, I'm not a permanent resident because, you know, there's a whole lot of work to becoming an expat in Malta. But anyway, I went to a couple of expat meetings, and they always have this question, what do you miss most about America? I put down, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
America Tonight with Kate the Lady. They get
woo! That deserves some applause. That studio audience in Minneapolis is asleep. Well, we love you and we miss you, so I appreciate that. But we know you're coming back, like you said, just for a bit until this whole thing is over.
Well, you know, I'm getting to like it so much. And, of course, I have friends there. And it's so peaceful, Kate.
Ugh.
So peaceful, and I can walk down to the seashore every day. There's an archaeology group. You just can't be bored.
I love it.
But I come back, and then I'm reading about the Hammond situation out in Oregon, and I'm like, the government and BLM, and then I'm reading about all the other crap with Syrians coming in. I'm like, come on, people.
I know.
Stand
it's brutal. Brutal. It's brutal. Well, we love you. We miss you. Call
By
us
the way,
in the next
hi.
Night.
Ann and Graham.
All right. Hi to everybody from Izzy Awesome. Stay with us, everyone.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't?
Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Pay me instead. And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams I have a plan. If I could be a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
Ah, an oldie but a goodie from the group ABBA. As we continue to roll through here on ATM, we're bumping our numbers deal to the next hour, and we leave open the phone lines for you, or flip open the email americatonight.net. You can send me your thoughts there, talking about a bunch of different things, as usual, kind of like a pinball machine. We start off the new year, and that's what we're going to do to you, because a lot is happening coming out of Washington, and also coming out of your own neighborhoods, too, you know, as well. Let's go to Melinda in Mississippi. Hey, Melinda, thanks for the call. What's up?
Hi. I'm sitting here by the fire trying to stay warm, and I've been listening to your show. I'm a first-time caller. And
thank you.
I would like to tell you I enjoy hearing you every night.
Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like it's like having a conversation with America, and I'm afraid I'm not as entertaining as Izzy. I'm about as dull as a box of rocks.
You're not dull, I can tell. You got chops, lady. You got chops, Melinda, I can tell. Don't worry about it. So tell us what people, you know, in Mississippi, we have lots of callers and friends in Mississippi. I spent some time there, great salt of the earth people. And for the most part, my friends and the people I know in that area and around that area are saying, you know what, I even have two friends that are Democrats that live close to Jackson, and they say, I like Trump. I just can't see, you know, anybody else but Trump. What are the thoughts of most of the people that you run into? Is it kind of split or what are people saying?
I hear it every day. As Washington is dripping, drip, 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 just infringing every constitutional right we have. And we're watching it happen before our eyes. What I'm hearing is total frustration, and they're just giving up. And I made a promise to my granddaughter in 2008, I believe it was, that I would do absolutely everything I could to give her a country when I died, to where she had the same opportunities, if not better, than I had.
And, I love that.
Well, she was like 9 years old or 10, and she was devastated. She walked by the television and saw the Tea Party protesters, and she read the signs. And she was devastated because someone had something about her owing $50,000 from the get-go. And it just absolutely devastated her, and that's when I made that promise to her. I said, we're going to turn this country around. Well, all I get from people is, well, what can we do? What can you do? Well, I have dug and read everything I can, and I came across Mark Levin's Liberty Amendment.
Mm.
And in that book, I was introduced to the Convention of States Project. So I punched it in on my computer and got myself educated about it. It's about the Article 5 in our Constitution that we as individuals can elect delegates and call a convention of the state and propose amendments to rein in the federal government, their encroachment in our lives, their fiscal irresponsibility. They need term limits. All of these good ideas that we the people, have, that we're not being represented. We're not being listened to. Well, our founding fathers foresaw that, and when they saw that, they put in Article 5 in case we had a tyrannical government. And I feel like it is our duty. It is our absolute duty as American citizens to stop what's happening and to wake up. All you have to do is educate yourself, punch it in, and it'll answer every question you can think of. Sign the petition, and that gets the ball rolling. Now, how hard is that?
I agree, and that's what we say all the time. That's why you have to be diligent, America. This is for your grandchildren, for your children, for even your future, as we see an aging population. For goodness sake, what's going to happen to everybody? So well said. You are not a boring person, Melinda. You have a lot of passion, absolutely, hands down. No question. I agree with you 100%. You know, the more that we're involved in the process, the more that we defend the Constitution, the better off we are. If you look at the document itself, it is a well-written document. Amazing how well it holds up, but how many people want to tear it apart.
That's right. It's a thing of beauty, and I feel like it was a gift that God gave us.
Yep.
And we're entrusted with it, and I think we'll be accountable for how we handle it.
Yep, absolutely. Don't be a stranger. Great caller. Melinda, thanks. We appreciate it. Glad you're listening. You're on board with us. And you know, she makes some great points. I'll just say this: as somebody who's had the privilege to live all over the country in the South, I live in the South now, but living in the South, living in the West, I've lived in every sector, not every state, but every sector of the United States. And I grew up not far from what now is, they have this great Constitution Center. If you ever go to Philadelphia, or you really want to go and just kind of soak up what happened in the past, that's a great city to go to, because this Constitution Center, I mean, you really get the feeling of what's being defended, what challenges have come before the amendments, where the Declaration of Independence was crafted and penned. If you go and see the Liberty Bell, and they're all there in that one area, and you can see Betsy Ross's house and where Ben Franklin lived, and it just gives you that feeling that we were just talking about, that wow, this document and what these people went through, our founders went through, to look ahead and how would they know what the future was about, and to put, craft that and put that together, there is something else there, no question about it. And especially, too, if you soak up the history of what went down and what they went through to break free from the British, it's so sad to see the attacks now on these vital rights that are there. You know, even freedom of speech, you might not like some of what you get with freedom of speech, but for goodness sake, defend it no matter what, because that freedom of speech stops state-run propaganda news from being pumped into your homes like they have in China, for example. That dull hum when they sit there at dinner is the propaganda. North Korea is the propaganda that's being pumped out. Can you imagine? I can't. Certainly I couldn't do what I do if we didn't have some of those rights. And probably for many of you, it's the very same thing. Remember, if you're frustrated or you have a great story to tell me about what's happening in your neighborhood, I want to hear about it. Send it to me, americatonight.net, or you can send it to Delaney Media Group at live.com. Either one of those will get you to the show, because I want to see what's shaking, what's happening where you are. I talk about taking the show on the road, and I just did. In fact, you'll hear an interview later this week out of Tampa, and an interesting couple of people I met in a place called Ybor City, and what they used to do in Ybor City, and what Tampa was like, and some of the history of Tampa and Florida. And we have a lot of listeners in Florida, a lot of listeners in Mississippi. Great history there, too. Go through that whole area. I drove so that I could stop and see some other, instead of just flying in, I drove and had a chance to see a lot of different areas I wouldn't have been able to see normally. Thanks to all of you for paying attention out there.
About your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.